Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, the number 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll continue what we started last night, and we'll give you a brief recap. But the seven steps to happiness, or more happiness, or something like that. Seven tips to
help find happiness.
Help make your life better. We'll get to those, but first we're going to the phones to an international call, I believe from Israel, and his name is it Deuce?
Yes, it's MC Deuce, my friend.
MC Deuce in Israel. Now, we've got you on the line tonight because one of our former co-hosts, Johnson, apparently became aware of you through another radio show, and he says that you
are
somebody...
if I Keeping the Girl, he's a fan of Keeping the Girl, and they're close personal friends of mine. I recommend their podcast to all your listeners, anybody you could hear.
It is one of the more popular ones. It's completely different from this show. It's a comedy show. And theirs is an internet-only thing. Well, we're a radio show, so you do understand
Correct.
You are actually on radio transmitters right now. And I think you...
And I'm happy for that. opportunity. Thank you, Ian. Am I speaking with Ian?
You've got three people here. Myself, Toby,
Ian,
and...
Toby, and Mark.
Mark,
that's
correct. Exactly. So the reason we've got you on is because, from what I'm told, you're an advocate of mandatory military service. Am I understanding that correct?
Correct, yes. I'm
why?
A strong advocate of it, yes, correct.
Let's just start with why. Why are you an advocate of that?
All right, well, I mean, to give you some background, all right, I am also a stand-up comedian, and I actually moved to Israel from America about 7 years ago. And certain things I picked up from the culture here are certain things that I feel like, you know, it has given me a different perspective to look at American society.
Now, why did you move there? Was it a family decision or was this just something you did on your own?
No, this was just me.
Okay.
It was just me. My family's there. My family's been in America for six generations or more. I was born down south. I was born in a small town outside of Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you moved to Israel, and did you have to serve time in the military as a result of that? Or
yes, I served time in the military. I did my service, and I did. And in fact, I'm still in reserve. I was actually in the skirmish, or if you'd like to call it, the second Lebanon War.
The one that happened last year or so?
Correct.
Okay. So...
last year and a month.
And you believe that this is beneficial thing?
So you think that it's good for military service, but do you think that it should be mandatory for all Americans?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that would benefit America greatly.
Okay.
I think it would benefit America greatly. I think it's something that Americans need to have. I'll tell you something else that I think Americans need to have. It's programs like yourselves that are, independently produced. And it's a great thing that, I mean, Keith and the Girl is what it is. It's a very funny podcast. It's very edgy. But I think that, you know, on the whole, the message is positive. You know, that they put out a positive message at the end of the day.
I don't know if your message is very positive, though. And I think
my
that
message
your message
is very, very positive.
You
my
seem to be,
very,
do you,
very
you do understand, though, that what you're advocating is slavery?
No, it's not slavery. I'm talking about which slavery is what's going on now. Because why? Who is the you know? And they bashed Kerry for saying this, but the truth. I mean, this is the truth of the matter. Is that in America, disadvantaged are more likely to join the army than the advantaged.
And when you have
the slant of the media put to it, you have more of this old American values driving it. Meanwhile, their kids are not serving. I mean, I don't see Bush's kids serving in the army. I mean, I think that people are forced to have a different perspective of what war is and why we're at war and what it really means to the people that are dying when more than, you know,
right.
I mean, look at the percentage of the U.S., you know, of U.S. citizens that are in the Army. I think, I believe it's less than 2%, and I mean, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's substantially less. But, I mean, that's a... It's a horrible way to look at things. I mean, because you have so many more Americans who are so pro, like, let's just, you know, kill and blow up.
I would agree with you that absolutely nobody but soldiers, nobody wants peace as much as a soldier wants peace. I'm totally yeah. with you on that, and I get that. But what concerns me is that I didn't serve in the military, although I did do 9 years in prison, and I think that it was a really great experience for me. I wouldn't, however, say that everybody should do 3 years in prison just because it was a good experience for me.
I'm sorry, man. Who am I talking with? This is Ian,
Mark.
Or
this is Mark.
Mark. Okay, Mark. Can you go into it a little bit? Because I mean, I'm not as familiar with your program as I would like
sure,
to be.
Sure.
I got to tell you one thing, though. I really do think that what you're doing out here is great. Because why? I mean, like this new medium of podcasting.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're with you on that. I mean, we could talk about new media. That's fine, but
true,
we really want to focus on the issue here.
All right, if you want to talk to me about Israel, let's talk about Israel. But I'd like to get some background on who I'm talking with. So, Mark,
sure.
please explain me how you wound
you ended up
in
prison
for
9 years.
Years.
I got mixed up in the wrong crowd and had loyalties to the wrong guy and lied to the police about his involvement in a crime that I was there for. And, the police didn't like that crap much. So when it came time...
What kind of crime are we talking about?
It was murder.
Mm.
So... You know, it was a bad place to be.
So your point, though, Mark, is that you thought that you benefited from your time in jail, but you would never consider advocating that everybody spend 2 years in prison because it benefited you. I guess your point is, Mark, that correct me if I'm wrong. Your point here is that it's just because it's beneficial to you doesn't necessarily translate to it would be the best thing for everybody else.
That's right.
And so the same thing. Can you see how that might apply to military service, to where it may not be in everybody's best interest to spend X amount
now,
of years of their life
let me
and
tell you something. I
working
think
for
that
the government?
Most people have this vision of military service. They imagine, Saving Private Ryan, that they're out on the front lines, that they're storming the beach in Normandy. That's not the case. I mean,
that's not the issue,
plenty,
though.
There's plenty of things to do. And I'm saying that
MC Deuce, that's not the issue.
If we had... Can I just say
sure.
my point?
Go ahead.
It's not necessarily just military service. It's this thing of you have put in, like everybody else around you, everybody, no matter what color, no matter what race, no matter whatever, they are giving up 3 years, 2 years of their time to serve the country.
Yeah,
now,
it's not a donation.
Now, it doesn't mean that they have to be fighters and you know, storming the beach in Normandy. It means that they have to be sitting at a computer at a desk all day doing nothing.
They're
or
right,
whatever.
But what if I don't want to do that? What are you going to do to me
but
who says, no,
saying,
I don't want to do this?
Saying,
are you going to throw me in jail if I don't want to
no.
sign up
well,
for
you
it?
Know what? You know what? This is what I'm saying. I'm saying right now, Americans would be better off with that situation. Why? And I'll tell you why. Because the thing is that you don't appreciate what you have, the freedoms that you do have, the freedoms to say, hey, I don't feel like doing this.
I don't think you can really say whether or not
it
we appreciate that, Deuce. I think it's a
service thing.
Well, what kind of freedoms do you have if you're forced to sign up for the Army for 3 years? That's not really freedom, is it, if you don't have the freedom to say no?
No, but you know what you do appreciate? You appreciate what you contributed. You know that you contributed to society.
It's not a contribution. I think you're getting your terms wrong. It's not a contribution, nor is it a donation if you're forced into doing something. And you do understand that there is force involved, right?
It's not a donation.
Right?
It is not a donation, but it is definitely a contribution. You contribute to something.
No, when you contribute
you
to something,
you are contributing to something.
Deuce,
you are part of.
Hey,
part
Deuce,
of
slow down for a second here. I want to keep you on board, okay? We're going to bring you back, but I need you to listen while we make a point, and then you can respond to it,
yes,
and we'll continue
yes,
this
sir.
Conversation. So I'll put you on hold. We'll come back with more with Deuce, and if you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about how national service, as it's now being called today, used to be called the draft, isn't anything close to a contribution. We'll explain. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, when you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, to get interactive. It's free, like everything else is on our site, wiki.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. As we go back to MC Deuce, he's an American now living in Israel. He moved over there, 7 years ago, and then apparently had to join their military because they have mandatory service over there.
He seems pretty happy about it.
He seems very happy about it. In fact, it was such a positive experience in his life, he wants to force everyone to go through the same experience.
So it's nice a recommendation.
Well, I just don't know if Deuce, if you've actually figured out yet that you are talking about forcing people to do things that they may or may not want to do. And you label it all kinds of nice-sounding words like a contribution or a donation. And contribution is a word that connotates a voluntary choice in that if I'm walking out of the Target store during the holiday season and there's a little guy ringing a bell for the Salvation Army and I toss a few cents or, you know, a quarter or whatever into his little tin, then that's a contribution. I've decided on my own volition to give of myself, in this case, my hard-earned money, to this organization. I have contributed to them. But if that guy were to put a gun in my face and demand money from me, then I don't think you could label that a contribution, could you?
You're right. You're right. I'm not, listen, this is not what I'm leaving. I'm saying, what is the word contribute? Contribute is to give of something, okay? Now, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I mean, I know how you painted it over here in the intro, that I'm some sort of nut that thinks that everybody's got to go into the military. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that even if it's military, it's some sort of service to the country. Why?
Okay, because right, let me stop you
today,
there.
Kids today, hold on, let me hear me out. I'm saying that this is something that instills in people pride. Why pride? Because you're actually contributing.
It would instill in me anger, dude.
To your society.
I would be angry, not prideful.
I'm sorry?
I would be angry about that, not prideful. And by the way, it's not service to the country.
This is what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry, and I believe I could use the term the B word in that respect because it's meaning crying and moaning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I know that
you are allowed to. Okay, that's
standards
fine.
So I mean, everybody is going to obviously, you know, bitch and moan about it, but everybody goes through it. And now think about that. Think about the equalizing factor that has on people and their mindset, and think about that what that has when we're going to send off freaking, you know, all these soldiers to go, and you know they're running out of room to bury them in America. Okay, these are heroes. These are heroes, and their fight is going unrealized by 98% or more of the nation.
Well, the idea
because it doesn't affect them. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand where you're coming from. Deuce, and we would like to bring the troops home. We'd like to end the whole conflict in Iraq and bring the troops home from around the world. So that's a whole other issue. And if what you're talking about is national service, and you mean working for the government in a variety of different areas, let's say the Peace Corps, go in and, you know, bring in food to people and whatever.
Think about how much more we could get accomplished with less tax dollars. Why? Because this is something that every
child has to
go through, just like high school, just like whatever.
Yeah, and high school sucks too. Like, one of the things that we point out here on Free Talk Live all the time is that government is just awful at doing anything that it sets out to do. It's just not very efficient. It doesn't have the same marketplace incentives that business people do or charities do, people operating on a voluntary basis. And what you're talking about, Deuce, is you're talking about mandating that all young people in America, I mean, that's what the typical concept is, that you know, when you reach 18 for 2 years, you have to go off and do what the government tells you to do for 2 years, whether it be joining the military or whether it be packing boxes or whether it be, you know, whatever the government job is. It's not necessarily military service, as you have pointed out. It's serving in the government in some capacity, and you have to do it or else. It's mandatory, and that's the issue here. If people want to go and they want to volunteer their time to do something, then that's actually a contribution. Then it's actually worth something. But if you have to force people into a situation like this, I think that there's something inherently wrong with that. I mean,
Can I explain you something else? Let's look at it this way. You want to talk about something that is inherently wrong. You're right. Maybe there is something inherently wrong with that. But let's look at alternatives. Okay, what do we have now? What's the status quo? Okay, you have the status quo. You have a society, okay, 400 years plus together, and I'm talking about African Americans and European Americans who were living on the same continent, and until 50 years ago, the rights weren't even the same. So even though, like, 200 years ago, they got released from slavery, it didn't matter in terms of their social status.
So
now,
if you make everybody a slave, it'll be normal again.
I'm sorry, hold on a second. Let me just finish my point. If we have a situation where everybody is forced to serve together, okay, we are all common, we all have the same, we all have the same complaint, and it's scary to hear. You know why? Because we've been taught that everything communist or everything socialist is a horrible idea.
It is.
You know what's a horrible idea? The complete capitalism, complete free markets are going to cause some people to exploit to the point that the masses are going to suffer, and we're already seeing that now. We're seeing that with cell.
Are you alleging that we are in a free market today, sir?
Increased rates of cancer.
Deuce, are you alleging that we are in anything resembling a free market today?
I'm saying that we're trying to be a free market. Obviously.
No,
we're
not. No, you must have learned all your terms from your government high school class or government college class on economics.
Sure, hold on.
Because we don't have a free market today. The fact is, the marketplace isn't free.
Mark, you're
talking to Ian right now. If I have to go and I have to beg the government for permission to allow me to do business, you don't have a free market, Deuce. There's no free market in America. What we have is a socialist country.
Free market. Hold on, Ian, I'm not arguing about this, and I resent the fact that, first of all, that you're jumping on me and attacking me for no reason. This is not something that I tried to represent, that we have some sort of free market. I'm not alleging that we have any perfect free market society. I'm saying that, and second of all, I know it might not sound like this. I don't know what kind of background you have on me, but I do have a master's degree, and I've been a certified public accountant. I have credentials in economics, and it's not like I'm saying I'm not saying this out of nowhere. It's not like I'm trying to say. I'm saying that the idea of free market capitalism has been what's been going on. What's dangerous is the sale of material items instead of good old fashioned. And I don't say family values like Republican conservatives say it. I'm talking about family values meaning humanism.
Well, on the way, I'll bring you back more, Deuce. Amazing conversation here. We'll see if we can flesh it out a little bit more.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio and joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your show, the number is 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. We've got updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You got questions about the liquidity crisis? The China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation, visit D2Z.org or contact Troy at D2Z.org. That's D2Z.org.
All right, we're on the line with MC Deuce, who is being a pretty good sport here, considering we're kind of jumping down his throat.
Who's we?
Well, I am. And
okay, there you go.
Toby, maybe a little bit.
There
you are. Some people think I make sense, my friend.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people do.
I'm not saying I agree with you, MC Deuce. I'm just saying that I think that there's better ways to convince people.
A lot of people went through the same process you did. You pointed out you've got a master's degree, you went to school, you learned about economics, but unfortunately when you're learning about economics at these universities in this country, you aren't necessarily learning about, well, the correct economic system. Others, I don't really want to get into that. But I,
I
want to go back
to that. If you want to talk about a brilliant way to view economics and what it really means in society, and not from an academic point of view and from a realistic humanistic point of view, I recommend the book Freakonomics. You know, that right there is a real treasure of pure reason and thought in terms of how society works.
Now we've actually got some phone calls I think coming in for you. We're going to get to those here in a few moments. You don't mind taking
could
a call with
you, right?
Could
I just say one thing, by the way, because my co-host, I have a podcast of my own, and I didn't come on the show to promote it or anything. But if you want,
give it a plug. You might as well give it a plug.
All right. Well, we call it Ed Al, like ed-al.com.
Okay.
That's short for educatedalcoholics.com.
That's cute. Is it a comedy show?
I know that now I'm going to, of course, go down in terms of value from saying that
educated
alcoholics.
All right. So there's a couple things I want to focus on real quick before we go to the phones. A couple things I want to focus on, and that is that you've sort of suggested that this country is indeed trying to go in a free market direction. And I don't agree. It seems to me that this country is constantly going down the path of toward fascism and socialism in this country, and it's evident in the fact that the government continues to become more intrusive and more oppressive in our personal lives and in our business lives as well. So that to me is just totally disagreeable. And secondly, the main issue we have.
Hold on a second, Ian. This is Ian.
Yep.
Okay, Ian. I agree completely. That this is exactly what scares me, is the fact that they're masking what happened to be like what our ideals were like of this free market economy, which I believe in. I believe in capitalism too. But I believe that there's in economics the theory is this. Okay, that yes. You have, you'll have communism where somebody could easily manipulate the masses, or you have capitalism where it's supposed to be that the greatest succeed, but you know that those with their performance could succeed, but it's not like that in reality. It's not going to work perfect like in any.
Well,
system.
That's because there's
and
a government
that's
around.
That's why in all graphs, in all economic equations, the variable for government and public good is involved. It's not like if you ever studied economics. I don't know how much you studied it, but if you ever look at the graph always has to include something about the economic good. I mean, there's something that doesn't come, in a free. There's no such thing as a perfect free market. We cannot.
That's because there's a government around. As long as there's a government, you're right. We can't have a free market. And it's my goal to get rid of the government entirely, so we can actually have that free market. Now, the other thing we're talking about.
You need a government. Come on now.
Well, I disagree. That's a whole other conversation.
Let's not be totally anarchist. Ian, how do you expect to live? How do you expect to raise a family in an environment where we have no laws and no society?
No, you're wrong about that. Just because there's no government. Deuce doesn't mean that there's necessarily not laws. I have private property, and I can set whatever rules I want on my property. You can call those laws if you want to. For instance, I might ask you to take your shoes off when you come in.
What's to stop you from saying one day, or my next-door neighbor from saying one day, hey, my new law says that I own your property. So I'm coming, guess what? I'm coming on your lawn, and I got my chauffeur shotgun, and we're going to get busy.
Well, like, I guess your gun would stop it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, do you want to live in that kind of society? Dude, come on. What's wrong with you?
Well, hold on a second. Are you really telling me? Wait a minute. Deuce, are you telling me the reason why my neighbors aren't coming in here kicking in the door right now trying to kill me is because there are police somewhere in this town? Is that why that people get along? Is it because of government that people can interact with one another?
I don't like police either, dude. I'm trying to tell you something. Let me get this through to you.
You're a conflicted man, dude. You're a conflicted man.
No, I'm not conflicted. Everybody in life right now is conflicted. The solution to me seems so obvious and so clear.
Force everyone into military service.
And yet, even I will get weak from it. This is the real deal. This is the message. And the message is the golden rule. The message is the golden rule. And we don't have respect for people anymore.
I like the golden rule.
You want to live to a society.
Treat others as you would like to be treated. And now
the problem is, if you like to be treated in a bad way, it doesn't mean you should treat others in a bad way.
That's
too
true. Now let's go back to the main issue at hand.
I don't know what the fuck
go to the phones. Deuce, we're going to go to the phones here in a moment. But what I want to touch on here is the whole idea that this national service thing should be going on in a free country. Now, if you want to go and, you know, live in some despotic nation, well, okay, that's fine. But in a free country, you're supposed to be able to choose your own life for yourself.
Well, that suggests it sounds like you're suggesting that Israel is a despotic nation. It absolutely is not.
That's not what I was suggesting.
No, by the way, it didn't even sound like that. But I'll tell you what it did sound like. Think about it like this. Then should those same people in that country who decided, hey, I don't want to go to the army, be able to vote that some people do go to the army and some people will die?
No.
Their fellow man, their brothers and sisters, I mean, their fellow nation members, why? I don't have to do the army, but you know what? I'm going to vote for Bush because I want to freaking, you know, kill everything in the Middle East. I don't care.
Well, democracy is a whole other issue, and that's a problem on its own. But anyway, you know, if indeed you want to impose a national service system on America, what will the punishment be for someone who decides they don't want to participate?
Same thing as the punishment here. Longer time. You sit in a bull duty jail. You know what I mean?
Jail time. What's the appropriate amount of time?
It's not like a jail. We're not talking about jail like Oz here. We're talking about jail where basically your duties are to clean the kitchen, set things up, make things right.
I want to do my radio show. I want to go and be on the radio. How about that? Can I go and do that in the jail?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how it is.
See, I don't want to be the government serf, man. I want to be able to make my own decisions for my own life.
True.
What's wrong with that?
But As a citizen of the world, as a member of society, we should constantly be asking ourselves, what are we doing to make, you know, society better?
That's a reasonable
question. That's the point of your show, too. I mean, I don't want to disrespect you. I think you have the same ideas as me. I just think that your perspective or the way that you're looking at it has been kind of grilled into you.
I'm all for improving society, Deuce. All for making life better. But you don't do that by forcing someone into an involuntary system like national service. Let's go to the phones and talk to Matt in Philly. Matt, you're on with NC Deuce in Israel.
Hey, Ian, what's going on?
You're on with Deuce. What's on your mind, Matt? Go ahead.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to begin. And he's advocating national service?
He can talk to you. He's right here. He's on the line with you.
Okay. MC Deuce, is that right?
All right. You don't need to get personal, man.
You should get your question out, Matt. You've got a short amount of time. Get your question out.
How are we supposed to respect this man's opinion when he comes from a country that doesn't let one
he's
person...
He's an American. He moved to Israel.
Okay,
he's
come on. He's an expatriate American who lives in Israel, and he moved to a country that supports a policy that doesn't let a Gentile marry a Jew or a Buddhist marry a Jew. A
well, I don't know what their policies are over in Israel. I don't really want to talk about Israel. We're talking about American. Put them both on hold. If Matt can come up with a question for Deuce, we'll bring him back. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for MC Deuce, advocate of national service, who wants to make the world better, and I'm all for that.
Yep.
It's just forcing people to do it. That's my issue. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, to go shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you start shopping through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut, a percentage of your sale. In 41 categories you can shop in. I mean, pretty much anything that you need to buy, they sell it at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we go back to El Deuce, or not El Deuce, MC Deuce.
El Duque, is what you were thinking of.
Yeah. MC Deuce is on the line with us. He's an American who moved to Israel. He was then, I guess it was mandatory that he spent 2 years in their military over there. And he liked it. He enjoyed the occasion, and he thinks it's something that everybody should do by force of law. Now, that's where we part roads here, MC Deuce, is that I think that if you want to make the world a better place, you should do it on a voluntary basis, not trying to force people into some sort of world betterment program. MC Deuce?
I see where we part ways. I don't really necessarily think that we have a part in ways. I think that it's just the perspective that we have on how things should work is a little bit limited in scope. And why? I mean, I know this growing up. I grew up in the South. I didn't come from a very I came from a family that has a lot of U.S. I have a lot of family in the U.S. military, and I have, you know, like the most respect for them, and that's the exact thing. I understand what it's like to put yourself, to be forced to put yourself at risk, okay? It's not like I am a Rambo or something that was able to go in and do something. I didn't have that much training or that much experience in this kind of operation that we did last year, and that's just how it was. Why? Because people were shooting at your place. Now, what happens is America has decided 7 years ago, and everybody was agreed, that we're at war with terrorists.
America didn't decide that.
And what we're doing, though, now, is it really stopping terrorists? Or what's really going on? Nobody has any... What I'm saying is that what national service instills in you is a brotherhood. Is something that where you're not saying, hey, I believe in the war, but I'm not going to serve. But I definitely believe in this, so I'm voting for Bush.
I don't believe in the idea of national service. I don't like the government. I don't believe in the war on terror. And by the way, America didn't create a war on terror. American politicians did. American individuals
exactly.
are completely separate from that particular group. I don't want to go and work for the U.S.
Agreed.
Government doing anything. I don't care if it's packing lunches or dropping bombs. I have no interest in doing anything for the United States government. And it doesn't mean that I'm not interested in helping people. I can help people on a voluntary basis with charities in my local area.
Hey, this is what I'm trying to talk about, okay? You could say, you know what? Like, I would say to you, all due respect, thank you for serving. You would meet with somebody. They would evaluate you. They say, you know what? You should work with at-risk children, okay, or something like that.
I don't need someone to tell me what I want to do. I can figure that out for myself.
I'm just saying though that you give of yourself. You know why? Because everyone has been giving. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gives 2 years to say, hey, we are Americans, okay? This is our country. This is who we are. I don't care if you're black or white. I don't care what social, because when you serve with somebody, doesn't matter what social economic background they come from, okay? You're serving with them. You understand somebody at the root level. And at that point, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful way.
I'm sure it is.
It is sort of, but if
you bonded with your prisoners in prison.
I did bond with lots of convicts.
It's institutionalization.
Why is
America institutionalizing a
third of the
African-American males?
We did have the draft back in the 70s, and what they did at that time essentially was put every black man on the front line, and he would catch bullets so the white boys could stay back at the base in a lot of cases. I'm not saying that happened for every white guy, but institutional racism existed at that time.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. Imagine serving alongside somebody of a different background, different thing. All of that stuff would melt away. Why? Because at the end of the day, I really believe that Americans love America, love the freedoms that we represent.
Right.
However,
but you're taking away
the
those freedoms.
The current administration has what's the word?
I don't know, urinated on the freedoms?
This is what I'm confused about.
Yeah, something like that. Thank you.
It seems to me that if you have more troops fighting and more troops available, it's only going to prolong these wars that we're going after. I know the thought is that there will be more people there, all different classes on the front lines, but right now the problems we're facing is not enough troops. If we put more out there,
friend,
there's a possibility that we'll have even worse conflicts.
I feel like Ian, and I got to tell you this, For you and Mark, man, you lost your right to vote. I imagine if you spent 9 years
only in some states.
Okay.
In New Hampshire,
I hope you're in a state that you can vote. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what happened.
I voted today.
Hear after the show sometime with you because that sounds very interesting.
It's an interesting story.
Definitely, but what I'm trying to say is that we have such a low voter turnout in the country. Why? I mean,
I can tell you
Bush taking Bush taking office should have been a wake-up call. I mean, it might have been
a wake-up call, but most voters, and voters turned out in hordes. I don't, you weren't here in 2006, but I'm sure you got the news. The voters turned out in hordes and kicked a bunch of Republicans out of office and put Democrats in because they thought the Democrats were going to make a change. But, of course, they're just a bunch of politicians, too, so they didn't really change anything. And that's why you have people not voting in this country, because there's nothing really worth voting for. Either get big government politician
too,
A or big government politician B.
That's the horrible thing. The horrible thing is that they want to make it. They want to keep you believing that there's nothing worth voting for and that, you know what, go watch Flavor of Love or Rock of Love or whatever the fuck.
Well, we can't really keep you on the air like that,
I'm
MC
so sorry.
Deuce.
I did not mean to say that.
We have to let you go anyway. So why don't you wrap up your thoughts and then we're going to have to move on.
Wait, hold up. By the way, I have another person over here who I do the show with, my co-host. We call him King Lou, King Louis, King Louis Cash. I think he's much more eloquent and he's a lot more.
We are out of time, my friend. But good luck with your show and thanks for coming on. I know you spent your own money to call here tonight, so I really appreciate
you taking the time. L Al, is that right? Ed Dash Al.
Ed Dash Al.
ED-AL.com.
If you want to get more of MC Deuce, and maybe you can call his show. Do you take call-ins?
We're working on it, man. We're still trying to raise some funds to get some equipment, man. We don't have decent equipment, man. I do stand up. I do all kinds of stuff. I'm self-employed.
Can people send you emails on your show?
Yeah, maybe definitely, man.
Maybe some of our listeners will send you an email or two. And thanks for the time tonight, dude. We appreciate it. MC Deuce, a little bit confused. Interesting nonetheless, though, because there are a lot of people that think like MC Deuce out there in America. There are a lot of people that, you know, they have this feeling inside them, and they want things to be better, and they want people to help other people, and
sure.
They really want to make a difference in the world. It's just that they look to the government to solve these problems.
He had a really positive experience, going into the military there in Israel. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the one person's positive experience is not another person's positive experience. I think that there are some great things that one can get out of military service. I don't recommend it.
Now, remember, he's not just talking about military service. He's talking about serving for the government. So you could be going and doing all sorts of different governmental tasks.
Everyone a bureaucrat, basically.
Right. Everybody becomes a bureaucrat for 2 years, except you're an unpaid bureaucrat because you're volunteering, but you're not really volunteering because it's mandatory. It's national service. So you're an unpaid bureaucrat, which is like the worst of the worst. And, you know, it's just you don't get – society doesn't get better because everybody is forced to become a slave. And that's what national service does. If you can't – if you turn 18 and the thing you have to do with your life at that point is go and work for the government for 2 years for no pay, you are a slave.
Yeah.
And that's un-American.
And if I know my whole life that I'm just living my life up until I'm going to not be going out and starting my own thing after I'm getting out of high school, instead of I'm going into the Army and being in national service, I'm not going to like be working to better myself for that. I'm not mm-hmm. going to be working into some kind of a trade school or whether if I want to be a doctor or a lawyer going to college or something because I'm joining the Army when I get out of high school. So
right. And I don't care if they give you free room and board. You know, it's it's okay. It's all right. Since you're not getting paid, we're going to put you up and we'll give you free meals and everything.
Well,
I don't care. Huh?
They'll pay you in the military.
No. National service?
They don't pay you.
They're paying people for
that? Oh, sure. They'd have to give you some money. Yeah.
Well, whatever. They give the slaves food, too.
But the kind of money that you get as a private in the military stinks, and the kind of money that you'll get as a forced bureaucrat will stink.
More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.